You're listening to the All Day Ruckoff podcast, episode number 70. Welcome to the All Day Ruckoff podcast, episode number 70. This is your host, Brian, and I wanted to thank you so much for tuning in. The All Day Ruckoff podcast focuses on the GRT and rucking community and includes interviews, motivation, and advice to keep you informed and get you ready for your next event. This episode is releasing on a Monday. It's kind of a bonus episode. Typically, they release on Thursdays, but I recently had a call with Heather from the Travis Manion Foundation, and we talked about this month's Ruck Club callout, and it is incredibly time sensitive. So getting this one out early to make sure that everyone who listens and is interested has time to get involved. If you haven't heard of the GoRuck Ruck Club callouts, basically it's a challenge every month that GoRuck sends out to the Ruck Clubs, and they try and complete it. And whoever completes it based on the criteria receives a patch. And so in the past, there's been largest group ruck, longest cooler ruck, lots of different challenges. And then they've given away between 100 and 200 patches based on a criteria set forth on who would get them first. Those emails only go out to people who run a ruck club. So if you're part of a ruck club and you're not affiliated with GoRuck, you should hit the show notes and sign up, because there's only benefits to being affiliated with GoRuck. And if you've got a group of friends and you ruck together, then I would highly recommend hitting GoRuck up and turning it into a official ruck club, because it doesn't cost anything. And again, only benefits. This ruck club callout is special because it's affiliated with the Travis Manion Foundation, and it's a service action. I'm not going to get too much into it because the interview with Heather establishes everything about this call out. But I just want to mention that even if you're not a member of a ruck club, or there isn't a ruck club near you, that there's still information that you can get from this episode related to the Travis Manion Foundation Operation Legacy, and this might actually motivate you to start a ruck club. Who knows? I want to thank you so much for the incredible support. And here's the interview with Heather from the Travis Manion Foundation. Today, I'm talking with Heather from the Travis Manion Foundation. I'm really excited to have her on to talk about a new project that they've got going with GoRuck for this month's GoRuck Ruck Club callout. And it's not really a new project to the Travis Manion Foundation, but this link between GoRuck and Operation Legacy Project is what's new. So very excited to talk about this. You might remember Heather from a previous podcast episode where we talked about the 9/11 Heroes Run, which from what I hear was a great success. So Heather, how are you doing today?
Brian, I'm great. How are you?
I am wonderful. Thank you so much again for joining me.
Thank you for having me back on. I'm excited.
So before we get going on Operation Legacy Project, it sounds like your first joint, I guess, project with GoRuck, the 9/11 Heroes Run, the GoRuck division, was a pretty big success. How was that for you guys?
It was a huge success. I mean, I could not be more excited about it. In fact, we still have people registering now because virtual runner registration does not close until November 1st. So people are still signing up and getting t-shirts and patches in the mail. And we have two runs left. Annapolis's 9/11 Heroes Run and Alexandria's 9/11 Heroes Run both had to be rescheduled because of Hurricane Florence. So we still have two more to go. And we are, I think, as of this morning, approaching 2,150 Rucking Division participants, which is really exciting. You know, to give you an idea of the impact, last year, Travis Manion Foundation had around 220 virtual runner registrations, and we had more than 700 that were just ruckers register for virtual runner. And, you know, well over 1,000 people registered for virtual runner, but more than 700 were ruckers. So it's been a huge success, and it has been so much fun having everybody out. I'll tell you, one of the things that I've just loved about it that I was not expecting to see were all these little kids coming out to the runs, so excited to earn a patch like mom and dad. Their faces just lit up. GoRuck is sending out an email tomorrow that has a lot of photographs in it. And one of them is these little kids in Maine. A ruck club in Maine came out, and it's like four little boys carrying a tire up over their heads. And you would think they were at Disney World. They're just grinning from ear to ear. And the video of Kevin Maestri's little guy, he's, I think, only 3 years old, and he rucked the Tempe 9/11 Heroes Run, and he ran more than 2 miles before his dad had to carry him. If you didn't see that video, it's on my Instagram. Oh, but I'll have to send it to you because it is priceless. He is cruising.
That's amazing. Yeah, send it over. I'll put it in the show notes.
Oh, I absolutely will. But it's just been a great success, and I've gotten all kinds of messages, and I'm sure GoRuck has too, from people saying, you know, how much their little boy or little girl loved earning a patch, or a couple dads who took their son out for a ruck and then surprised them with the patch at the end, who had done it through virtual runner. A lot of GRTs had shadow rucks because there weren't rucks in their town. Doug Schwerin had one for Team Ninja and posted pictures. Brian Singlin had one. And the Darcys in Dublin, Georgia had 10 rucks on one day. They did it on September 11th, and they had 10 start times. And people came and rucked all day long. And they started at symbolic times like 8:46 a.m. or 3:43 p.m., and they each put more than 50,000 steps on their Fitbits. But there were shadow rucks in Iraq and New Orleans and all over the place. It just was really inspiring and exciting.
That's amazing. I mean, that is such a cool idea.
It's been great. And I think that next year will be even better. But I won't get ahead of myself. But I've already, the ruck clubs ended up coming out and helping us weigh rucks at events. And now what's going to happen next year is for our location runs. We're going to partner with the ruck clubs. You know, the race committee, the volunteer race director, will have ruck clubs involved in planning the run, and they will get involved in planning the ruck piece. And I'm going to mail the patches to them that they can distribute on race day instead of mailing all of the patches, which will be huge because we have more than 1,400 ruckers attend races, and that number is still growing with those two other races not yet happened. So that was a lot of patches mailed that will be given out on race day.
That's a lot of time spent mailing patches. I remember seeing a couple of the pictures that you posted, and that is a ton of work, especially since you mailed them this year to every single individual. So that'll be great for next year.
Yes, it's going to be a huge difference. And I think too, less frustrating for people who, you know, I learned a lot of lessons, like never put two patches in an envelope. Only mail one individual patch because they tend to get caught in machines or, you know, and it's really been something. So I thank everybody for their patience while they waited for their patches.
So before we talk about Operation Legacy, you mentioned that the 9/11 Heroes Run for the virtual ruck component, that is still open for registration now, and it closes at the end of October?
November 1st.
November 1st.
So anybody who missed it can still go to 911heroesrun.org/virtual runner, and they can register for the GORUCK division. Make sure it's the GORUCK division. Some people have registered for the 5K run and then wondered where their patch was. The patches only go out to the GORUCK division. So that's an important thing to note. There's no price difference this year. But I think next year we may change that so that we don't have runners registering for GORUCK just so they get a patch.
Right.
But it won't be a huge difference, just something to curtail that. But yes, it is still open. I have patches in my possession, so there's not a lot of weight. Finally caught up on the last round. And so yes, and Alexandria and Annapolis still are taking registrations too.
Excellent. So if you're listening to this and you were thinking, shucks, I missed out on the special GORUCK Travis Mannion Foundation patch, because it is a pretty awesome patch for this year, you're in luck because you didn't miss out on it. There's still time to register. So that is awesome news.
Yes. Great. Great, great.
So that was the first kind of project that you and GORUCK worked together on. And I was really excited to hear that there's another project coming up, kind of a collaboration between the Ruck Clubs and Travis Mannion Foundation for the Operation Legacy project.
I'm super excited about it.
I am too. Do you want to describe what the Operation Legacy project is?
Yes, absolutely. So Operation Legacy is something that we do twice a year. It takes place in November near Veterans Day, and in April. Travis's death date is April 29th, and we do it for 2 weeks right around there and bracketing his birthday. So basically what Operation Legacy is it's a function of our larger mission, which is strengthening America's character through service, honoring the fallen, and remembering those sacrifices. So the way the Operation Legacy works is anyone can go to travismannion.org and go to community outreach and select Operation Legacy. And then they choose to lead an event. And the event can be any kind of service project in your community. And we have, you know, the people that lead these events run the gamut from Boy Scouts to college kids, to Gold Star parents, to just any inspired civilian or veteran. And they say, you know what, we're going to do this project in our town on Veterans Day weekend in memory of this fallen service member from our community. We're going to go out and clean up a playground, clean up a trailhead, or feed the homeless, or any number of things to make somebody else's life better in their community. In Baltimore, for example, there's Gold Star Family who started having an Op Legacy project, and it has grown and gotten bigger and bigger. And they go into poorer neighborhoods and they plant trees where they don't have any trees. They plant trees, and each tree has a tag with the name of a fallen service member on it. And it just, you know, it's just a lovely way to remember and gets people to come out together and make their community better. The events are, once they're posted, the project leader would then share it through social media, email, at their high schools, whatever it may be. And then people click on that link and they register by simply putting in their name and t-shirt size and that kind of information. It's free. There's no cost, you know, involved in it. And then on the day of the event, they show up for this project, and the project lead has a big box of t-shirts that we have sent to them, and everybody gets a t-shirt and they do this great project together.
That's awesome. So If you're looking to get involved and you're not looking to lead a project, then you can go to the Travis Manning Foundation website and you can click on the Operation Legacy Project Register Today link, which is conveniently at the very top of the page.
Yep. And there's a map there, so you can look for one close to you if you don't want to have your own.
And then you can register through there for free. And then Travis Manning Foundation will mail the shirt to the person who's organizing it. And then you'll get that when you show up.
That's correct.
That is very cool.
Yeah.
Very nice. So this year, Travis Manning Foundation is partnering with GoRuck for the October Ruck Club Callout.
Correct. And I think it's actually going to serve as the October and the November Ruck Club Callout from the conversations I've had with Kit.
That's good to know.
So this email, I suppose, will have already gone out, but the email goes out on October 15th to the Ruck Clubs telling them this news. And that is that, you know, Veterans Day is coming, and so the Ruck Club call out is going to be about service. They already have this great patch. And basically what will happen is they will go to our link that will be in this email to set up their service ruck in the name of, you know, in memory of a fallen service member. They'll need to schedule it for between November 1st and November 18th, preferably. And the date, the cutoff date to be registered for the event is October 21st. Now, people can certainly register. Let's say that your project is taking place on November 10th, Saturday of Veterans Day weekend. People can continue to register after October 21st, but on October 22nd, we have to order the t-shirts and the patches. So October 21st is the last day to register and be guaranteed a shirt and a patch. Because we are providing the shirts and the patches, I understand that normally Ruck Club callouts are capped at 200 patches. That is not going to be the case for Operation Legacy. Anyone that is registered for one of the service rucks by October 21st, end of day, will receive a patch, whether that's 250 people or 350 people or 400 people. It's not a race for the top 200. It's just by that date. The requirements to get the service first ruck patch is to be registered by the 21st of October, end of day. The event has to cover at least 2 miles. There's no minimum weight requirement. Use your normal training weight or fill your ruck up with donatable goods. You have to ruck with at least 5 people.
Perfect. That's awesome.
That's it. And we will send, like I mentioned earlier, the t-shirts will be sent to the project lead. And then the patches will arrive. You know, we'll order them on October 22nd. And once they arrive, we'll mail them out. Should be probably in late November.
Very cool. So Travis Manning Foundation has this Operation Legacy project that's going on all across the country. And then GoRuck is working with Travis Manning Foundation on kind of like an extended version for the Ruck Clubs. So if I got all the dates right, on the 15th of October, all the Ruck Clubs should be getting an email that has a ton of information about this. They'll have 6 days, so until the 21st, to determine what they want their service project to be. And they have to use the links in the email to register their service project on the Travis Manning Foundation website and then get their members registered.
That is correct.
Everyone who registers by the 21st is guaranteed to get the GoRuck Ruck Club Callout patch, as well as a Travis Manning Foundation Operation Legacy Project shirt.
Correct.
That is awesome. I know there have been a lot of Ruck Clubs who have done the callouts and they haven't made the cutoff or didn't go the farthest. And so they've missed out on Ruck Club callout patches. So that's really amazing that, you know, Travis Manning Foundation's footing the bill for all the additional Ruck Club callout patches to make sure everyone gets one. That's really nice.
Well, let me tell you, obviously, I've always been a big fan of everybody out at GoRec, but all of Travis Manion Foundation is big fans of GRTs now, too. And we want as many of people in the community to come out and get involved and honor a fallen service member and spend some time doing something cool together for someone else. You know, the whole community is just full of people who are so patriotic and like to spend their time together doing things for others. And, you know, it's a perfect match. We're like a peanut butter and jelly, I say, GoRec and Travis Manion Foundation. So we're excited to be able to do it. And we hope that everybody's really excited and that it won't be the last time we can do it.
Yeah, it sounds like it really sounds like GoRec and Travis Manion Foundation are really made for each other on these kind of joint efforts.
Within that email that they're going to receive, that will have the dates and the details about, you know, 2 Mile Ruck, there's also going to be a link where we provide ideas for service projects. I think that a lot of ruck clubs already do this, and they probably will say, oh, I know exactly what we're going to do. We've done this in the past. But we also have put together ideas of up legacy projects other people have done.
Well, that's awesome. So if you have a ruck club and you're not exactly sure what you want to do, and I mean, you only have 6 days to really figure it out. So that's going to be wonderful that there will be suggestions in there to kind of get people going off on the right foot.
And they will also be connected when they go to that link and fill out the information that they're interested in having an event. They'll be connected with Tana Harris, who is the manager of Operation Legacy at Travis Manion Foundation. She'll reach out to them and help walk them through the process. But it really is as simple as picking a time, date, and place, and a hero to honor and what they're going to do. And she gets the page all set up for them and turns on registration, and they just share it. And we're off to the races.
Perfect. So that's how ruck clubs will get their members to sign up. So the ruck club leader will reach out. Then someone from Operation Legacy Project will create this page, and the ruck club leader can share that within their group. Everyone will register through there, and that's how they'll track shirt sizes and patches and all that other good stuff.
Yes, absolutely. And hey, you know, ruck clubs, feel free to share that with your friends who aren't already members of your ruck club, you know, and grow your ruck club a little more and make your community service project that much bigger.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, not to be, you know, super selfish, but what an easy way for a ruck club to expand their user base than set up one of these projects, and then anyone who comes to it, as long as they register by the 21st of October, they're going to be getting a shirt, they're going to be getting a patch, and, you know, as a ruck club, you don't have to foot the bill, but you can use that as leverage to get your friends to come out and help out with these service projects.
Yeah, absolutely. And what a great day for everybody. And a great thing to do near Veterans Day. I mean, I love the whole thing. It just makes me warm and fuzzy.
Me too. So the GoRec rucking component of this, that's what kind of separates it from the traditional Operation Legacy project that Travis Manion Foundation is putting on. It's a minimum of a 2 mile ruck. So an example of this could be you get your ruck club together at one location. You ruck a mile to a spot that you perform your service action, and then you ruck a mile back. And that would be your 2 miles as well as the service component.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You can ruck toiletries to a homeless shelter that's a couple miles away, or just 1 mile away. You can make it as long as you want, as long as you have 5 people and you're registered to do this service project and you do a minimum of 2 miles. You're good. And, you know, I know there's we've done a ruck here where we do something very similar. We ruck down to this supplies to the VA hospital and play board games, stay and play board games and hang out for a while with the inpatients, and then ruck back, or get a bunch of kids together and go for a ruck and bring garbage bags and clean up a trail or their playground. You know, it's a great way for, I mean, obviously these kids love going out and rucking and they love earning the patches, and what a great opportunity for them to have fun with their families and serve others and learn how good that feels to go out and do something for somebody else.
That's awesome. I love it. I love seeing kids involved, all the pictures, and I really like those examples of options for the service project, because I know a lot of people, when they think of service projects, they think of these huge things where they are either getting money together or they're getting, you know, all these giant components together to do something huge. But it can be something as simple as grabbing, you know, a box of garbage bags, giving everyone a garbage bag and cleaning up a trail.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, I talked to somebody who is interested in getting her friends together to work on a hand cycle trail that paralyzed veterans use here. Just anything at all.
I love it.
Oh, I talked to a teacher who actually happens to be a GRT who's going to be having an Operation Legacy project for the students at his high school. It has nothing to do with RUCKing, but he is having all of his students write letters to patients at VA hospitals, thanking them for their service and just reaching out to them, and they'll all be mailed prior to Veterans Day. And that's that school's Operation Legacy project. Love it. Simple but impactful.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, the impact on that's incredible. That is awesome.
It is. And I just love being able to do this with GoRuck. And, you know, GoRuck has been out there having service projects during events, which, you know, just great. I mean, it's perfect fit. Like I said before, I'm very excited. I wish Kit were here too. I just love working with them.
Yeah.
It's been great.
They're awesome. So the dates for this, if you can remind me, that's November 1st through November 18th that these service components have to take part in?
Ideally, they will set their event up for sometime between November 1st and November 18th. I know there are a couple of events that have been set up late October, and we can do that if there's a reason they absolutely can't do it in there, but those are the target dates. And also what will happen, you know, we were discussing earlier how this has potential for the RUCK clubs to get a little bigger too. Travis Manion Foundation does a lot of marketing of Operation Legacy and about how leading up to Veterans Day, people can go to the website, go to the community outreach, and look in their area for an Operation Legacy event to come out to, even if they have no connection to the project leader. So, you know, it's an opportunity to get people who've never RUCKed before in their lives. And I know GRTs have multiple RUCKs, but if you have somebody who comes on there and says, well, I don't know what this RUCKing thing is, but I'd really like to bring my kids out and help clean up the trail. Anybody can RUCK 2 miles with, you know, no minimum weight requirement, and somebody can bring an extra RUCK for them and tell them what it's all about. And, you know, everybody wins. Just get more people involved.
Yeah, it really seems like it. I mean, it seems like a great opportunity for absolutely everyone involved.
Yep. So it'll be marketed a lot. You'll see it on social media. Usually it's on, last year I know they did a piece on CBS Evening News, I think the National News, where they talked about it. That was actually in April, but it's usually well marketed.
So we talked about how everyone in this situation is really winning. The RUCK clubs, GoRuck, Travis Manion Foundation with this whole event. But it just dawned on me who the true winner is. It might be Bomber, because he doesn't have to ship out all of the RUCK Club call-up patches this month.
Exactly. Exactly. Or answer, did we get the patch? Did we get the patch? How about us? Did we get the patch?
Yeah. It sounds like he'll get a big break.
Right. Love you, Bomber.
Yeah.
Just for you, bud. Looking out for you. Yep. Yep. It'll be a nice little break for me on those patches. I have learned firsthand. That's no joke. It's a lot of work.
It is a ton of work. I mail out all of the charity challenges patches. And I think at the biggest event we had from that, I mailed out around 2,000 envelopes. And that's a ton of work.
Oh, it is. It is. Indeed. It's a lot of excitement when you get that envelope. I mean, I've been on the receiving end many times. And
it sure is. And Bomber might have had, you know, some added incentive to make sure that this partnership went through for this project.
Yes.
That's too funny. Love you, Bomber. I'm sure you're listening to this.
Yes. Love you lots, Bomber. Be at the Waffle House. Hopefully soon.
I'm so excited about this. I think it's really cool that Go Ruck for the Ruck Club call out is expanding outside of what they normally do, because usually it's just the Go Ruck Ruck Club call out. So this is going to be the first time that they've partnered with another organization for that. And I just can't think of a better way to partner with someone. And I mean, it's just, it goes hand in hand what they wanted to do and what you're doing already with the Operation Legacy project. So, I mean, it's almost like it was meant to be.
It's perfect. I just love it. And I hope everybody else loves it, and that we'll hopefully be able to do it again. Be super.
That would be great. So I think we've covered everything. We've talked about what makes the Operation Legacy project special, what's involved with it, what the difference is between the standard one and the Ruck Club call out version. We talked about all the dates, all the awesome stuff that people are going to get if they register by the 21st, the shirt and the patch, and ways that Ruck Clubs can use this and leverage it to bring in new members.
Absolutely. It's not a lot of weight. It's not a long distance. Get some people who've never rucked before under a ruck, and let them see how much fun it is, and then introduce them to Travis Manion Foundation and getting out and doing things for their community as well. It's going to be perfect. I'm excited. It's going to be an exciting November.
Absolutely. Is there anything else that you want to talk about, Heather?
I can't think. I mean, we've talked about Operation Legacy and we've covered the 9/11 Heroes Run. I do want to just say thank you again to everyone for coming out and participating in the runs. It was fantastic. Thank you to the folks in the Go Ruck community who were race directors, Mark Chahansky in Charlotte and Ted Lind in Saginaw, Karen Liu in Richmond. Oh my gosh, I'm gonna get myself in trouble. Erica and Jason Dodge in Atlanta. And the Raleigh race director, Albie Masland, is getting ready to do his first Go Ruck event in Jacksonville. He's doing the 50 miler. Like, is that a great first event? And then also, you know, a lot of GRTs came out and we were not going to weigh rucks in the beginning of this process because we were going to have a no weight minimum. And we ran into some problems with that. So we ended up changing that and weighing rucks. And I don't know what I would have done if GRTs, I would post on Facebook, hey, this week there are races in these five cities. GRTs, please contact me if you're willing to weigh rucks. And every single time they're like, absolutely, don't worry about it. We got you at the scales. I can't thank everybody enough for participating, for being willing to help make it work. It's just been a fantastic experience. I'm tired, but I'm sad to see it end. I'll be excited to do it all again next year. And I'm hoping that this year we have close to 2,200 at this point. Hoping next year we can double that.
That would be awesome.
Yeah, very good. And hey, if you have any ideas, you know, feel free to send me a message and let me know.
You got it. Heather, thank you so much again for taking this time to talk. I'm really excited that we were able to recap the 9/11 Heroes Run and just how much of an incredible success that was. Again, registration is still open through the end of October. So if you're listening to this and your Ruck Club didn't participate or you didn't participate and you think it sounds cool, then head on over. There will be a link in the show notes, and there's still time to register and put a ruck together, which is very cool.
Absolutely. And our virtual run also, you know, you can do it by yourself, you know, and you don't have to upload stats or anything like that. You just are basically making a donation and getting a shirt and a bib and a patch if you ruck the event, and do it whenever you like.
Perfect.
Thanks so much, Brian, for helping me spread the word.
Thank you. Thanks for being a part of Travis Manion Foundation, for setting these amazing things up, because if it wasn't for these kind of connections, I mean, we wouldn't be having this call right now.
Right. It's great.
Thank you so much for listening to the All Day Ruckoff podcast. This has been episode number 70. If you want to get to the show notes, which have links to everything we talked about, you can head on over to alldayruckoff.com/podcast/episode-070. Or at this point, most apps that you listen to podcasts have a show notes button, so you can view them there. Hopefully you got a lot of really good information out of this episode. I know when I was talking to Heather, I was really excited for this Ruck Club call out. I think it's an awesome opportunity for people who are members of Ruck Clubs, who run Ruck Clubs, or who are thinking of starting a Ruck Club. It's really a freebie where you can create an event to do some good. Travis Manion Foundation will provide the patches and the shirts, and it's a great way to get your group together to do something good for your local community. Heather even mentioned that she recommends sharing the link with friends who might not be part of your Ruck Club, and you can possibly use this to get them in, meet the members, and they might join your Ruck Club and start rucking because they had such an awesome time at this event. I'm really glad that I was able to talk to Heather and we were able to get this bonus episode done and out early in the week. Because like she said, there's 6 days to turn around on this, so not much time at all. Hopefully, again, you enjoyed this episode. If you did, we would love it if you would head over to either iTunes or our Facebook page, search for All Day Ruck Off, and leave us a review. All of those are truly, truly appreciated. If you want to reach out to us to talk about this episode or have suggestions for future episodes, as always, you can email me, Brian, spelled B-R-I-A-N, at alldayruckoff.com. Thank you again so much for the incredible support. And don't forget, attitude is everything. Keep yours positive and drink hard, ruck harder.